Let us hear now the gospel appointed for today. Reading from Luke chapter 23, verse 33 to 43. When they came to the place called the Skull, there they crucified him, along with the criminals, one on his right, the other on his left. Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing." And they divided up his clothes by casting lots. The people stood watching, and the rulers even sneered at him. They said, "He saved others. Let him save himself, if he is the Christ of God, the chosen one." The soldiers also came up and mocked him. They offered him wine vinegar and said, "If you are the King of the Jews, save yourself." There was a written notice above him, which read, "This is the King of the Jews." One of the criminals who hung there hurled insults at him. "Aren't you the Christ? Save yourself and us." But the other criminal rebuked him. "Don't you fear God," he said, "since you are under the same sentence. We are punished justly, for we are getting what our deeds deserve. But this man has done nothing wrong." Then he said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." Jesus answered him, "I tell you the truth, today you will be with me in paradise." Amen. Lord God, we thank you for your word in Holy Scripture. Bless us now as we think upon that word through Christ our Lord. Amen. Today is the feast of Christ the King. It is a timely reminder that we all belong to the kingdom of God, with Jesus as our leader and our guide. The gospel story is of the crucifixion. It shows the pains Jesus endured for all our sakes. As Jesus is on the cross, there were those who mocked him as the King of the Jews, asking him why he couldn't save himself. Jesus asks forgiveness for those who put him on the cross. His death brings love and unity to our troubled world. As we approach the beginning of Advent and onwards to Christmas, we're reminded of the truth of these special times. They exist to remind us of who Jesus is. The cross also defined Jesus as a king. In his kingdom, there would be real love, the love that showed Jesus was even prepared to give his life for us. So much does he love us. In God's kingdom, the values that often rule our world are turned upside down. We're called to be forgiving to those who do us wrong and not to seek revenge. We're called to be united in Christ's kingdom, not to seek other leaders who are often here for their own benefit, not always to serve others. We're called to be kingdom makers, working for a better world with those Christian values we all hold dear. It is the calling of each one of us as individuals and as the people of God, the Church, to work towards bringing about a better world, a world which is based on the teaching of Jesus, and the need to spread that teaching by the way we lead our lives, by our ministry, in words and in action. The kingdom of Christ is something we all long for, yet sometimes it seems a very distant goal to achieve. There have been great people, and still are, who have worked and are working to bring about his kingdom. We may not see ourselves as great or famous. We are called in humble ways to add something special to our lives, so that we too can be seen as lights shining in a dark world. We offer these thoughts in the name of Jesus. Amen. And now we sing the hymn number 615, "Let Love Be Real."